The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Tyson from Previsible.io. Joining me today is Eric Hoover, who's the director of SEO at Jellyfish. Jellyfish is a global advertising agency with over 100 SEOs stationed across the globe working on earned media, SEO, content, and PR for brands like Deckers, Nike, and L'Oreal, and LG. Yesterday, Eric and I talked about scaling SEO deliverables with AI, and today we're continuing the conversation, switching gears, and we're going to discuss mentoring your SEO team effectively.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
So with that, here's my conversation with Eric Hoover, the director of SEO at Jellyfish. Eric, welcome back.
Hello, nice to be back. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, no, we're totally changing up the conversation here. Yesterday, we were talking more tactical areas. We were talking about applications and using AI and scaling efforts. But now for this conversation, we're going to kind of go back to the more soft skill side and the team building aspect. So this is an area that's near and dear like to myself and a lot of the work that I like to do in SEO. But I'd like to first kind of, you know, get your feeling of typically kind of how do you approach mentoring an SEO team? Like what's your initial kind of framework going into maybe working with a new team member or someone that's like coming in new to your team?
So I always try to focus on getting to know the person to some extent, obviously, but really starting off by playing on their strengths. I'm a big proponent of SEOs being well-rounded. I say that being someone who relies or leans more heavily on content than technical, unfortunately. That's my own fault. But whether that person is someone who is more of a technical SEO or a content SEO, starting to build upon what they already enjoy, even if they're not as skilled as someone who is more senior, but really taking that into account. So if it's someone who I think is a very strong content person, but wants to build out some of those other muscles like research or technical SEO, trying to build that framework around what they're already comfortable in and then branching out. So it might be if they have a writing background, you know, they will already potentially be very good at you know, writing a content brief or writing a presentation to clients. Taking those skills that they are already somewhat comfortable with, building those out a little more, and then starting to bring those sort of outside skills in. So it might be starting with a content brief and then working with them on understanding how to build out a technical audit. Because there's obviously, you know, portions of a technical audit that are very, you know, content heavy, but I found some of the best technical audit documents have clearly written verbiage around what these findings actually mean, why they're important, how do you explain that to a wide range of people. So yes, a technical audit might be going to another SEO, it might be going to a development team, it might be also going to a brand manager who has no idea what a robots.txt file is. So really taking their initial skill set and bringing in those sort of, for them, deeper skills or new skills, using those initial areas that they're comfortable with to build out a more well-rounded SEO.
And I like that aspect of building from the strengths. And I think like that's something that I use as well. And I feel like anytime, especially someone's learning something new, if you're able to ground that in or pair it with something that's also familiar and like your words, like a strength, it can be really helpful to give them something that they already know and they can associate and draw those parallels to, and then be kind of like incrementally adding something new to it. As far as like the approach to it, like working with a team versus on the individual level, to make it a little more pointed, you're having a conversation with someone that's leading a team, so maybe they have a few direct reports. Do you see a lot of the mentorship happening more on the one-on-one basis, or is some of it happening also in like the collective side?
So, you know, with my team, I'm a director, so I have several senior managers that I sort of oversee, and below them are, you know, managers and associates. So for me and my team, it's about making them feel comfortable to give the guidance to who they have to manage on their end. And whether that's, you know, timing around deliverables or, you know, even basics like the structure of a keyword research document. It's about giving them the confidence to pass that messaging on through things like learnings, educational sessions. We do a lot of the traditional sort of group internal status calls once or twice a week where everyone's sort of going over any hurdles that they might have, but also someone is presenting a problem or a solution that they found to the team and educating everyone across the board. So that will be passed on to, you know, the people that they manage, but also other team members as well. And in that sense, it comes circles back around to me as well. You know, I've been doing SEO a long time. That doesn't mean I know everything. There's plenty of times where I've been, in a sense, mentored by senior managers who are coming with new ideas, new ways of working, something new that they tested on their end with the client, and educating me on that process, on that tool, whatever it might be as well. So it's really about building an educational mindset to show that no matter whether it's someone who's been in SEO for 3 months, someone who's been in SEO for 20 years, we're all willing to grow and learn and adapt to all the changes that are constantly happening in SEO. It really fosters a sort of collaborative mindset sort of naturally, I feel like. And it's been very successful for my teams over the years. I always say whether someone on my team that I've mentored directly or, you know, through that sort of indirect way, like I just described, whether they continue to advance at wherever we're working currently, or maybe they go off somewhere else and get a better job. Either way, I'm happy for them. I'm thrilled that they're able to take the learnings and, I think most importantly, the confidence that that mentoring can give and go do something that they're really passionate about, get recognized better for it, get paid better for it, like whatever their reasoning is for moving up or moving out. I'm always happy for them. And again, that I feel like is an offshoot of having that collaborative educational mindset throughout the teams.
Absolutely. And how do you maintain engagement with individuals working through like a mentorship? Like, I think oftentimes, you know, sometimes it's a situation where someone's seeking out that mentorship, so you already have that motivation. It could be, you know, a potentially different circumstance if it's a direct report. But I think anytime you go into a mentorship in the beginning, there's that energy, there's that spark, there's that, oh, like this is something new. How do I, you know, get more out of this? But then over time, you know, you have to almost reinvent things to maintain that same level of engagement and spark. Like, is there anything that you've used kind of with some of your own team members that has really like helped maintain that engagement through the mentorship or through a mentorship program?
Yeah, there's, I feel like mentoring in SEO with what you just said is, it's a little easier because I have found that keeping people's interest with something fresh and new, whether it's a new process, a new way of working, a new brand, even when it comes to working, if you're at an agency or at a company that has multiple brands, keeping it fresh is almost a little easier when you work in SEO because the landscape is always changing. And I think that, again, it goes back to playing on their expertise, the things they're interested in, their backgrounds. If there's a new tool or a new way of building out content that they are might be interested in, I will bring that to them, or I'll even just ask them. I find a lot of times when I'm mentoring, I do one-on-one sessions, and I'll just say, you know, is there anything you would like to talk about before we get started? Are there any topics? Is there something going on with the brand you're working on? Is there something in the landscape that you're interested in that you want to discuss beforehand? And just listening to what their interests are at that time and using that as a jumping off point. It's almost a little therapeutic. It's like you go to the therapist and say, what would you like to talk about? And then you sort of, depending on your mood, might spill a bunch of stuff out. Maybe you've had a rough week. You need to talk about that. Great. I'll listen. And what can we do to move on from that? How can we make this better? How can we make this process better? Is there something we can learn to help with a brand that they're working on that might be struggling? But really just listening initially and then building upon that and building upon, again, going off their interests, what they're very passionate about, what interests them. Those are areas that I've found can always, for one, can help ground the conversation when it comes to doing things, whether it is a one-on-one or a larger group setting, but also just keeping their interests going, knowing that I'm there available for them to bounce ideas off of or rant about stresses or things like that.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Yeah, and it's such a fundamental point that you make too on, you know, starting with just listening to them. And I think any mentorship or any positive mentorship is going to start and have a fundamental piece of listening. Like it's not, you know, it's not necessarily the mentor's role to be always applying or kind of like pushing things. And there's a difference between mentorship and management. And I think mentorship is a lot of hearing and just listening to the needs of that individual. And then it's another great point that you made of also ensuring that they have that feeling of support throughout it. And it is like the open opportunity for them to vocalize what they're going through And then also to be providing, you know, guidance, recommendations, but not necessarily like solving the problems all the time. Like there could be cases where, but it's not, you know, and it's something actually personally that I always have to like hold myself back on. It's like my nature. I always want to find the solution and want to like share that. But I think there is value sometimes with taking a step back from that and more of providing the guidance in this scenario versus telling someone what the answer may be.
Yeah, it's I'm a doer as well. I'm always trying to find a solution to a problem. And it's something that I need to actually take a step back and remind myself that sometimes there doesn't need to be an immediate solution. There's not always direct solutions. And just understanding what that person is going through. My spouse would love to hear me say that because I'm always trying to find solutions when all they just want to talk about a problem and get it out there. That's the same way with my team as well. I need to, you know, sit back, listen. If there is advice, absolutely share that. But many times it is about them finding their own way. And it's exactly what you said. As a manager, there are definitely things where, okay, I'm going to tell you how to solve this problem right now. We're going to get to it. But from a mentorship standpoint, I may or may not have the answer, quote unquote, for something. But I've had management who were mentors to me over the years, and they did the same thing. They listened to me. They helped guide me to that solution. But at the end of the day, I had to get there sort of on my own, with their guidance, of course. And I try to do the same thing to an extent. If someone is really like struggling to figure something out, I'll jump in a little more and help them. But it is really about being there as a support system for them.
And I think it's also a fair point. Like you mentioned yourself having mentors. I think it's something important for the listeners too, that this is not something that's just only for junior SEOs. Like I think at any stage in your career, you can have value in being either a mentor or even the mentee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something else that sometimes can be beneficial is having mentorship outside of your team or even your organization. And sometimes having that fresh perspective, yeah, maybe it doesn't give you like the tactical pieces, but it's something that both I've done myself on either side of it. Like I've worked with other SEOs that have just reached out and asked for mentorship. I think too, it is something that like, if you feel like in your role or in your job, maybe you're not getting enough, more people than you'd think probably will respond positive if you just reach out and ask for some guidance or for some mentorship. Like it is, I think, hard for some of us to do sometimes is to make that effort and to reach out to someone. But I think one nice thing about our space is for the most part, people want to share, they want to help others. Like we all fell into this world from one place or another. And so I think making the effort, reaching out to someone, I think more often than not, we'll probably be met with a positive response. And it kind of makes it a little bit easier after you've also made kind of those efforts. And I think even if you're someone that's getting asked for mentorship, there's also a value in that. And sometimes through providing this guidance, you gain additional perspective, additional insights, things to think about maybe with your team or even with others that you could be working with in a more direct fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's always better to ask when you aren't sure, whether it's, you know, talking about mentoring, advice, things like that, or even, you know, work questions. You, for lack of a better phrase, will waste more time not knowing than just asking the question, asking for help, asking for advice, raising your hand. In my mind, that will never be looked down upon. Maybe it depends on your industry, where that might be, you know, not seen as a positive, but I'd rather have someone ask me, ask the team for clarification, for that advice, for mentoring, whatever, because it'll benefit everyone all around. Like you said, I feel like I get almost as much out of mentoring someone that hopefully they get out of being mentored. I don't know if that sounds too egotistical, I do. I enjoy doing it. It's something I'm very passionate about, and it's very much paying it forward too. Like I've gotten to where I am today because of a couple of really great quote unquote managers that I've had who were like mentors to me, and I'm still in touch with them as well. So it's another thing. You've always got those sort of work friendships that can grow, and that's valuable as well. Still bounce ideas off of these people from time to time, many years later. So it's great.
Absolutely. And it's such a small world and industry of ours that I find too, you work with someone in one place, there's a high likelihood that you're going to cross paths with them in some form, whether it's on, you know, a client side or another partner or whatnot. So just building those relationships can be so powerful. Now, Eric, any final words that you'd like to leave for the listeners on mentorship?
I think it's always important to be, if you are mentoring someone, to be enthusiastic. SEO is not always the sexiest thing, for lack of a better phrase. It's not always super exciting. It can be dry at times. As someone who's done SEO for almost 2 decades, I am more than comfortable saying that. Hopefully any of your or some of your listeners don't get upset at me. But it can be a little dry from time to time. So I think especially within the field of search and SEO, if you're mentoring, try to keep that enthusiasm up as much as possible where it's appropriate, obviously. And the same, I guess, can be said for people who are looking for mentors. You know, show that excitement to learn. I know it's not ingrained in everyone. I come from an educational background with a lot of teachers in my family. So for me, it's always very common to be curious and want to seek education out. But for others, that's not always the case. And I'm sympathetic towards that. But I always just think that trying to keep some sort of enthusiasm within a conversation, regardless of actually whether it's mentoring or not, is always good to keep people motivated.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Absolutely. Well, and with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Thanks to Eric Hoover, Director of SEO at Jellyfish, for joining us. If you'd like to contact Eric, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his website at erichooverdigital.com. And if you didn't get a chance to take notes while listening to this podcast, just head over to thevoiceofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information from our guests, and you can send us your topic suggestions or SEO questions, or even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voice of Search podcast. You can reach us on social media, where our handle is at Voices of Search, or you can find me at Tyson_Stockton. And if you haven't subscribed yet and want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish a new episode every workday. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed in the next following business day. With that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast, and we will see you in the next episode.